Good day, my beautiful people. I am back on the air today, and today I am titling this message, Rest is Important. I want to talk about rest because I know the other day I talked about, Are You Holding Yourself Back? And part of that message I was talking about the importance of sleep, because I was telling you guys how I like to sleep, how to get my rest. But I want to talk about rest is important because a lot of times we have a mission, and I'm the type of person, I have goals set and all of that, but I want to remind you guys the importance of rest and using that quiet time to rest. Use that time to get a stronger, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. So I'm going to take you guys to a couple of scriptures that I have. I am in Mark 6, I think we'll do 7. And he called unto him the 12, meaning the 12 disciples, and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. Now we're going to go to Mark 6, in verse 31, and he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, this is Jesus speaking, and rest a while, for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And the last one I want to take us to is, I think this is Psalms 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will exalt among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. So I want to go back to rest is important. We live busy lives, and I don't know about you guys. Some of you may be in school, or maybe you have a high stress position. I'm an administrator with one of the largest offices in the state, and I have over 200 plus staff. I have 4 assistants. Right now, I think I'm down to like 15 managers. I need 20. I have some of my caseworkers, an interim manager right now, so we can get all the help that we need. And there have been moments where I have had what you call an overload, and that's when that stress kicks in, and I had to learn that I can't do it all. That's why you have all these other levels of management, and they call it delegate. Learn to delegate. I am a problem solver. I am a critical thinker. All of that. My job consists of a lot of different things. But one thing that I've learned, because in the past, I literally will work through my break, sometimes working while I'm on my lunch and different things like that. And I had to realize, wait a minute, what are you doing? And I had to realize the importance of caring and taking care of myself. So I want to encourage you guys to get the rest that you need. Take your break, take your lunches, get plenty of rest. You know, I know some of you have small children. When you get home, make sure you set. Sorry. I'm knocking my mic down. But I want you guys to set a schedule for your children. Set a schedule so that they have bedtime set at a certain time throughout the day. And they know, because I used to do that when my kids were smaller. They had a set bedtime. And make sure that you have some time that at a certain time throughout the day, you want to be make sure that you're in the bed and you're resting like you should, you know. And as you rest, think about it. Your all-powerful God can give you what others are striving hard to take by force and through their own strength. And let me just kind of explain what I mean by that. A lot of times people will drain your energy. They call you for different things after hours, or you're just busy throughout the day while you're trying to rest. Sometimes I'll be on my break and here we come, a knock at the door, and honey, I got a sign up now. Do not disturb when I take my break. And they know, do not come back until you see that red sign that has do not disturb change to green. Now you can knock and come in and talk. I have to make sure I take my breaks. I have to take my lunches. Everybody else take theirs. Just because I'm an administrator doesn't mean that I'm not entitled to my breaks and lunches too. And I'm sharing this with you guys. Same thing when you get home. Just because you're a parent, doesn't mean that you're not entitled to sit and rest and have some moments for yourself. You know, think about it. Just as Jesus gave his disciples rest, he wants to give you rest too. And in this quiet place, you may recognize his mission for your life, because a lot of times We have so much stuff going on that we can't even hear when the Holy Spirit is giving us the guidance that we need. I had a revelation last week, and I call it the aha moment. I woke up and I said, God gave me that weeks ago. I heard that voice, but I just kept on with something else. And something happened, and I couldn't get mad because the Holy Spirit kind of convicted me at that moment. I gave you that like weeks ago. You just brushed it off, and then I had to think about it. I said, oh my God, this busyness. I need to take some time to rest. I need to make sure that I'm still. So think about that verse I said earlier. Be still and know that I am God. So take time to reflect on the fact that you are simply allowed to be. And that means sit back, relax, get that rest that you need so that you can hear the voices of the Holy Spirit giving you the guidance you needed, and also so that you're well rested and able to function and cope. You know, your family needs you in order for you to reach those goals that you have set for yourself. You're no good to yourself if you are not getting the rest that you need. Well, that's all I have. I hope I didn't talk too long this time, but I want us all to get it right. You know, there's no perfect this or that, but I'm going to tell you one thing that I love before I close. I love when I wake up in the morning and I start my day off with prayer. I have a journal that I have. And then that journal, I write down a particular affirmation for that day. And I write down three things that I'm going to accomplish. And it gives me the ability to set the day what I want my day to look like. Now, am I always successful? No, but I make sure that I accomplish those goals that I intentionally wrote down. I may have things that's added on, but what I'm working on right now for 2024 is no interference with the vision that I have for myself. I am being consistent, and one of them is getting that rest that I need. So I want you guys to do the same thing. But before I close, as always, please do not forget to pray. And until next time, you guys take care. Bye-bye.